Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that? Hey guys, welcome back to Not So Silent with your host, Izzy Santulli. I am back with another solo episode because you guys have been loving my solo episodes. Today, I have my handy dandy phone here. We're talking about how to tell if you're settling without realizing it. And this is not just in a relationship. This could be in friendships. This can be like in yourself. And kind of like in your own potential. I have like so many motherfucking notes, guys. So I'm going to be looking down a lot. But I have like a little funny quote here. Have you ever sat there wondering, am I happy or just scared to leave? But that is, for me, I left it in because it's so fucking true. Like, genuinely, like, I feel like low-key, we, like, gaslight ourselves to think that we're happy, but we're scared to leave, we're scared to be alone, and we're scared of the unknown. And right now, when you're in a relationship, when you're in a friendship, that is something that you are comfortable with. That is someone you've known for a certain period of your time. And, yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But you know what I mean? Like, it's comfortable, and then versus actually ending that is the unknown. You don't know what might happen. Also, guys, do you like my glasses? I was like, while I was reading this, I'm like, holy fuck, I didn't even mention my glasses. So hope you guys like it. But anyways, you guys know I had an ex for 7 years. We were in a 7-year relationship. And then I did have like a situationship. And with my ex-boyfriend, I would say that I was very, like, everything looked good. And you know those relationships that, you know, are always posting, like, we're so happy. I think personally, the relationships that are always posting that we're happy, look what we're doing, look at this, look at that, blah, blah, blah. I genuinely think you are probably the most unhappy ever. Like, you are probably you probably literally want to leave. So that's just a little thing that I was on my head. But I like would always like convince myself that like I was just doubting things. Like, it was never that I wasn't happy. It was just like, oh, like we're just going through like a tough time, or like, this is not, which is like, okay, but how long is this tough time going to last? That's also very important. But yeah, the whole like point of this episode is really just to help people feel seen, because this is something that like, I feel like not a lot of people talk about, and it's very like, it happens so quickly inside and you don't actually share that. Like for me, when I feel like I'm settling, for example, like when I was in my relationship, I didn't really like tell people. Like I kept that very much to myself because I almost felt embarrassed in a way to be like, oh, like I'm not happy, or like this is not, because like everything else I would tell my friends, my family was happy. It was like, oh, you guys are happy. You've been together for so long. This is not, where I didn't want to be like, oh, by the way, I'm actually not happy. If that makes sense. But so I want to talk about what a healthy relationship actually looks like. Real love feels safe, peaceful, and calm, obviously. If you are used to chaos, that is a huge motherfucking problem, bitch. Like, chaos is not supposed to be happening. And if you are used to that, then you've been in a lot of fucked up situations. You've been in a lot of fucked up relationships where you think that is the norm. So, yeah, you're supposed to feel safe. I feel like that's the biggest word I could say. You have to feel safe in your relationship. You cannot have anxiety. Like, you cannot say something and then like be like, oh, is he gonna get mad at that, or is my friend gonna get mad that I said that? Walking on eggshells is also a huge, huge red flag that you are not supposed to be in a relationship, or you are settling. Again, like I mentioned, if you have to constantly convince yourself you're happy, you're not. If someone asks you, hey, like, how long have you been together? Like, how's your relationship? Like, are you guys happy? Yes. You know, and I feel like everyone just says yes, because like, what are you gonna say? No, bitch. But I feel like if you have to like sit there and actually think about, am I genuinely deep down happy? Am I like fulfilled? Am I feeling safe with this person? If you have to think about it, that's not your person at all. And I want to talk about red flags people ignore, that people, I think, don't think are red flags and think are normal in a relationship, especially after being in a relationship or having a friendship for a long amount of time. These things are considered kind of the norm, or tough times, or whatever. It's funny because I was literally just talking about this before the video started, but feeling drained by people is literally the number one indicator that you need to fucking get out of this relationship, that you need to end this friendship immediately, because at the end of the day, you are harming yourself. And I feel like, again, like maybe it is pretty obvious, but I don't know. At the end of the day, you have to be your own number one priority. Like, I don't care what anyone says. You are your number one priority. If someone is draining and taking energy from you, where you would wake up the next day like drained. Like, for example, like, have you ever been in like a situation or in a relationship or a friendship where you are on FaceTime with them for hours? And for example, say like really, really late at night and like you have stuff to do the next day and you are just drained. After that phone call, you're just drained. And it doesn't even have to be late at night. It could just be with anything. You hang out with this person. After a hangout, you're drained. Versus when this person is your person, when this person is a true friend, you will feel like hyped after seeing them. You will feel energized. So if you feel like drained and unsupported or small with this person, that is a huge red flag. And again, not just in relationships, friendships, huge, huge, huge. I had many friendships in the past where I would feel small. I would feel less than. There you go. And I'm not friends with those people anymore because, yeah. But another thing that is huge that people don't really talk about, and like, I think this is so fucking important. And for some reason, I feel like people don't really see this as important as I do. Because whenever I say it to people, they're like, oh, like, yeah, like that makes sense. But I'm like, no, this is fucking important. Anyways, it's when your boundaries are dismissed. I feel like that is literally so fucking important, because your boundaries is literally what you have set, is your standard that you have set for other people on how to treat you. Like, if people are not respecting your boundaries, they do not give a fuck about you. They could care less about you and they don't respect you at all. Point blank, period. And that's just how it is. And I think that is, again, it's such like a little thing here and there, but a huge, huge red flag when people say that you're overreacting, when people say that you're too sensitive. Like, for example, I'm trying to think of other things. Like, when they undermine what you're saying, like if you're saying, listen, this really bothered me, and they're saying, well, you're really sensitive then. Hello? Yeah, no, not the vibe. We don't vibe with that here. But yeah, I remember multiple times where I would like say things and friends, relationships, situations would be like, they would just be like, oh, like you don't understand, or you're very sensitive, or you're very like insecure, this and that. And I'm like, but this is my boundary, right? So anyone in your life should respect your boundaries. Anyone. Point blank, period. But also, I have another note here super quick. When you're constantly explaining why you're upset, I think that's also a big red flag. And I want to move on to a validation versus real connection, which is so, I feel like, crazy in this generation where people don't think about this. Do I actually like this person, or do I just like that they like me? And I feel like, okay, low key, I used to be like this. Like, I would love when I knew guys were into me. Because I feel like, why wouldn't you? Obviously, you love that, like the thrill of that. Oh, this guy's into me. Like, he's flirting with me. Like, that is fun. Also, like when they compliment you, when they chase, okay? I will say this right now. I will say this right now. Everyone loves a chase. Period. Like, everyone loves, you love when a guy is chasing you. And so do I. Like, it's great. But again, that's not a reason to get into some real connection with this person. Because that eventually, once they get you, when this guy is chasing you, once they get you, they're going to stop doing all the things that they were doing to impress you in the beginning because they didn't have you. So very sad world out there, but it's very true. But some guys don't. I'm not going to say it's all guys. Some guys don't. I just haven't met that guy yet. So I will be saying all. Surprise, guys, I'm doing a little giveaway. There's going to be three winners, and you're winning a bunch of my favorite products, including some CoverGirl Yummy Glosses. You guys know I eat those up, and some other stuff, including some mascaras. To enter this giveaway, make sure you subscribe to the channel, you follow us on Instagram, it's going to be below, and comment something that you want me to talk about or a question that you have for me to answer on the podcast. And who knows, maybe I'll shout you out. Good luck, guys. Yeah! But this one, I feel like, is so fucking important, and I'll probably spend the most time on this one. The fear of being alone is so fucked up because people literally stay in relationships that they are miserable in. They stay in friendships that they are miserable in because they are scared of having no friends. They are scared of being alone. Again, like I mentioned in the beginning, it's the unknown. You don't know life without this person. And that's fucking scary. That is loneliness. Like, that could be loneliness. So settling often comes from scarcity, fear of what if no one better comes around. And I used to think like this so much with my ex. And I keep talking about this situation because genuinely, yes, it was maybe 2 years ago now, but it was something huge. It was a turning point in my life. Like, and I will constantly talk about that because it was such a big turning point in my life. If you guys don't know, like, I did not have this life, or, you know, me, the Izzy Santulli you see on TikTok, I was not like that until I broke up, or me and my ex broke up. Like, that was genuinely a turning point in my life. So I will always continue to talk about it. Anyways, I was always very much like, oh my God, like, my person is gone. Like, no one better is going to come. No one better is going to come that understands me. Like, our silliness, our goofiness that we like have, our inside jokes, no one is going to match that like he did. And again, I'm telling you, someone will, and 10 times more than that. You just have to get out of that. And even something else I want to say is, like, if you think your standards are too high, they're not. Your standards are not too high. And I'm telling you, someone that genuinely wants to be with you and love you, they will provide you with everything that you want in life and in a partner. So don't settle in a relationship or a friendship because you think that you're not going to find anyone else that's better. I just stayed with me and my ex. I think, like, well, I'm not going to speak for him, obviously, but I think that relationship definitely should have ended sooner. I think at the end of the day, we were both staying in that. Well, again, I'm going to talk for, like, my opinion and, like, what I would say, but I was very comfortable in that situation. I feel like anyone would be after 7 years. Like, you know, you make plans with this person, you create a future with this person, all this stuff. So it just, like, I don't know. I was comfortable in that, and I couldn't even think about not having this person in my life, and that was very scary. And I think that's why I stayed in that dynamic for such a long time, because it was so long. It was so long, and I'm like, well, what am I gonna do after this long? Like, be single, and, you know, eventually it fucking happened, bitch. Like, it fucking happened, and it was the best fucking thing that ever happened to me because I have grown so much as a person. I've learned so much about myself, and again, the turning point in my life in all aspects. But when you start feeling exhausted, when you start feeling like, oh my God, like, going back and forth with this person, like, this is exhausting, I can't do this, leave, because again, you're draining your own energy, and you have to protect yourself. At the end of the day, you are your number one priority. Like I said, protect yourself, protect your peace and your energy. And this is actually very important. Half love feels better than no love when you're scared to be alone. Let me say that again. Half love feels better than no love when you're scared to be alone, but that's still not real love. So again, I mentioned this in my last episode, but people love to feel connected to a person. That is human nature. Like, we crave that. So understandable. Like, if you are in a situation with someone, you know, you're intimate, things like that, that might feel like love in a way. You know, that feels like connection. It's not real connection, because, you know, you're just whatever, but you're staying in this dynamic because you don't want to be alone. And I don't know, I just feel like it's such a huge thing. And people that are constantly in these situations, especially people that jump from relationship to relationship, that is number one indicator. You are scared to be alone. You don't want to face your own demons. And that, to me, is so scary. Like, when people tell me, oh yeah, I just got out of a relationship, a month ago and I'm in a new one. I don't know. That is scary to me because maybe people have different healing times. You know what? I'm not going to judge. But for me, at least, like, that doesn't make sense. I could never do that. And I don't know how people do that. I just feel like you need to definitely take time for yourself and heal that shit first before you jump into a whole different dynamic with a whole different person. And I do want to move on to excuses that we tell ourselves when we are in these dynamics, when we are scared to leave, when we feel like we are settling. This is something I used to say all the time. Right person, wrong time. Bitch, it's just the wrong person. Don't try and say these excuses like, oh, he was the right person for me. It was just the wrong timing. Okay, why was I saying that after 7 years with my ex? Oh, we were together for 7 years. What do you mean wrong timing? What do you mean? But again, it's excuses that you tell yourself. And it's just the wrong person. Like, again, you never know what might happen in the future. But I'm also a big believer, as of right now, from the things that I have experienced, if someone leaves your life, let them stay on the other side of it. Like, don't accept this person back into your life because they left for a reason. And I'm a huge believer in that. And I've seen it pan out, not genuinely in my life, but in like my friend's life, like when they would take back a friend that, you know, they had beef or stuff, it just never ended well. And yeah, so I just, someone in the past, someone that's left your life, they've left for a reason, leave them there. I also used to be someone that like used to pray that someone would change instead of realizing they weren't even trying. And I'm shaking my head because it just sounds ridiculous saying it, because again, I've grown so much and I still have so much growing to do, but I'm sitting here and I'm like, bro, we are praying for someone to change. We are praying for someone to turn into the person that we want them to be when they don't give a fuck to try to do that. They do not care. So why are we in a relationship with their potential? And that is a huge fucking thing. For me, I have been in situations where I have been in relationships with not this person in the present moment, but their potential. Oh my God, he has so much potential. Oh my God, I can see him doing this. Oh my God, you have to do this. Oh my God. Am I your mother? No, you are not this person's mother. You are, I'm telling you, and you are not going to change them. Like, it's kind of like, I don't want to like relate this because it's like, you know, weird, but it's kind of like someone with addiction. If you actually think about it, someone is not going to take the steps to get sober if you force them into rehab. If you force them, oh my God, you have to get sober, you have to get clean, go into rehab. They will most likely, start with their addiction again. And it's the same thing with when you force people to try and change. You need to change like this. You need to start doing this. You need to stop doing this. Because at the end of the day, first of all, that they build resentment towards you for that. That's number one. And you don't want to carry that weight. You don't want that person coming back saying, this was your fault. Like, you wanted me to change this. Blah, blah, blah. No. And that's why you have to literally sit back. Okay. Sit back, get comfortable. And they change when they want to. Don't try and make someone change, especially for you, because they will maybe change for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month, for 4 months. And they will go right back to who they were. Someone will not change unless they genuinely want to. And that's on period. But like I was saying, if someone's really for you, timing won't be a problem. I don't think there's such thing as a wrong, right person, wrong time. If this person's for you, if this was your person to grow in life with, timing doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter. And you shouldn't have to wait for someone to be ready. Huge, huge thing. I know a lot of people stay in dynamics because, for example, one side wants to stay in a relationship. One side wants a relationship. The other side doesn't want a relationship. And you're waiting for this person to be ready for you? That? Just hearing that is crazy. No, please don't do that. You are worth so much more than sitting there on your high horse and waiting for this motherfucker to get the balls to ask you out, to get the balls for them to get their life together, for them to be ready for you. No, absolutely motherfucking not. And something else, power dynamics and emotional labor is also a huge, huge thing. If you're constantly managing their moods, their problems, it's not love. And at the end of the day, I'm going to say this. With the people that we love, we're going to be there. We're going to be there through the good times. We're going to be there through the bad times. But if it's more bad times than good times, that's a problem. You are in a relationship with this person. You guys are equals. You are not a therapist, okay? And this is also a big one too, money and resentment. When one person carries everything financially or avoids responsibility, resentment builds. Huge, huge, huge factor in relationships. I'm pretty sure I saw this somewhere, but the number one reason people split or get divorced after marriages is like financial reasons. I also think being there too much with your money isn't a problem, because I'm someone that wears my heart on my sleeve, and I also am so like giving. Oh, I'll pay for that. Oh, I'll pay for your ride. I'll do this. I'm very like that. And I feel like I need to not be. And I think now my standards are very high. I know what I want and I know what I don't want. And I'm not going to hand out money like it's just fucking free, because I do that a lot. And it's like, it's okay. No, it's not okay. I was going to say it's okay to wear your heart on your sleeve and give, but it's not, because people take advantage of you without you realizing it. And it's very, very dangerous. But yeah, and love is not enough if your values don't align. You guys, genuinely, if your values don't align, if your morals don't align, and say one of you guys wants to build an empire, one of you is fine with a 9-to-5. Sometimes it could work, but I think it could be a problem, because you're watching this person build, and then this other person's really not doing anything. I feel like that person would start building resentment for that person, and then that person's going to start to feel like, oh, why don't you want to do anything with your life? I just feel like you kind of have to be on the same wavelength. If it's not the same career, not the same roadmap, same values of what you want to do and what you guys want to be together, because this is your partner. You're building a partnership. So I feel like that is very, very important. And how to listen to yourself, girl. How to listen to yourself. Your gut always knows first. And I talked about this in my last episode briefly, but your gut always knows if you are right. Your gut always knows first if this is something that is not meant for you. A lot of people ignore that feeling. I've ignored that feeling. Don't fucking ignore that feeling, because girl, it knows. But if you daydream more than leaving than staying, that's your sign. If you're thinking to yourself, oh, I wonder what life would be single. Yeah, you're not happy. You're settling. This is a relationship that you don't want to be in, but you are too comfortable and it's been too long that you don't want to get out now. You're good with where you are. And I genuinely don't wish that on any of my fucking worst enemies, because that is so scary. And you are holding yourself back from becoming your best potential because you're just scared. You're scared of being alone. You're scared of life without this person. And yeah, I'm telling you, it's not going to be the end of the world, because I've been through it, and it definitely was not the end of the world. It definitely was the start. It was the start of something brand new. Of course it hurts. Of course it's sad. Like any friendship, like any relationship that ends, it's going to be hard. But if you feel like you are not getting fulfilled in some sort of way with this person, if you're not growing together, this is not for you. You are settling, okay? But just like I said, you deserve more than comfort. You deserve excitement, depth, and ease. Settling doesn't mean you're weak. It means you were hopeful. Absolutely. When you are settling, I feel like we're constantly thinking about, okay, this person, they have so much potential. I'm just going to wait around until they kind of like fix the fuck up. When they're like, okay, I'm going to start fucking taking control. No. Again, you don't have to wait for someone to get their life together for you. No. And again, that's really bad. That's not healthy, because why are they getting their life together for you? You should get your life together for yourself. You should never get your life together for another person. It should be, I want to do this for myself, not that person. That is your number one priority. But yeah, once I stopped focusing on, you know, people's potentials, because I did that so much, I started to see, okay, who are they in the present? How are they treating me in the present? who the fuck are they in this present moment? And I realized, I'm like, okay, yeah, we are not settling for crumbs. We're not settling for crumbs, and no one should. But genuinely, if any of this hits, like, you're not crazy, you're just waking up. And I feel like we all have to go through that and wake up a little bit. It's a good thing. But I do want to close this off with some Q&A questions super, super quick that you guys have asked me that have correlation to this topic. And some of them are cuckoo. So let's go ahead with some Q&As. So have you ever stayed in... Okay, guys. I can't say this. My parents are watching. Whatever. Have you ever stayed in something just because the sex was good? Next question. How do you know if you're settling or just having normal doubts? Okay, this is actually a really good question. I feel like a lot of us are overthinkers in relationships, and just like, even not in relationships. I'm a huge overthinker. I feel like I used to be way more before, but I don't overthink as much anymore because I trust my gut more than anything. And I feel like when you have that gut instinct that you are settling, this is not your person, you have to listen to that. So that's why I mentioned before, your gut instinct will know first before your brain even fucking knows. Like, your fucking body will know. And I think I did mention this in the last, I don't know if I did, but something quick, your body will reject someone that's not meant for you. Like, for example, like when I was in a relationship that wasn't for me, like with my ex, I had a lot of acne. And that's not saying that it was that person's fault, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, like, do you get like a lot of like UTIs? Do you get like a lot of like, do you get yeast infection? Like, I'm just saying, like, think about things like that, because I didn't start thinking about that until after. And I'm like, I have not gotten like, whatever, TMI, but like, I have been clean, girl, clean. But yeah, I think settling and having normal doubts is normal, I feel like, but that's just you overthinking. But to genuinely know if you are settling in this dynamic, your gut will know first. Next question. Would you date someone you weren't physically attracted to at first? The toxic side of me wants to say no. But here's my thing. Obviously, I have to be attracted to you in some sort of way to have that initial conversation. I feel like if I, for example, like I matched with someone on Hinge and I went out with someone that I wasn't fully attracted to and like we hit it off, I feel like I would for sure get into a relationship with them. If this is my person and this is like, he is everything that I've ever wanted, I feel like that is going to be better and bigger and trump, like over trump the fucking how your face card is, like how hard your face card is, in my opinion. And I feel like they just become attractive because they have everything else. So like that doesn't really matter. But I feel like you would have to be like, I would have to be a little bit attracted to you. But I do believe that chemistry and attractiveness does sometimes come after. You have to sometimes have an initial date with someone to feel something. I've heard that multiple times as well. Next question. What's worse, being with someone who's obsessed with you or someone you're obsessed with? Okay, I have a great answer to this. Obsession in general, I don't think is a healthy thing. But if I did have to pick one, I would definitely say being with someone who's obsessed with you or being with someone who loves you more. Let's say obsessed, okay? At the end of the day, you're both equals. You should love each other equally. But, okay, if the guy likes you more, it just works out. I don't know. Like, I've seen it. I've been in it. I've seen my friends in it. It always works. If the guy is more obsessed with you than you are obsessed with him, it'll always work. I feel like if it's the other way around, if the woman is obsessed with the man, I feel like the man backs off. Like, I just feel like they're like, ugh, like you're being clingy. And like, yeah, so I would definitely love someone that's obsessed with me. I would not. I think I would go crazy if I was obsessed with someone, because that's when my anxious attachment comes out. And yeah, I lose the fuck out of myself. I'm not going to lie. But last question. Have you ever felt more alone in a relationship than when you were actually single? yeah, I feel like there were some points where I didn't know who I was. I don't think I even had like values or standards or anything. It was blurry. Like, that's the best way to describe it. Everything was so blurry because I genuinely, like, I got into this relationship with my ex-boyfriend when I was 15. So I didn't really have time. Like, I developed my frontal lobe. Even maybe it's not fucking there. I don't think my frontal lobe is there. But let's just say that I developed mentally with him. So I never really had time for myself to be like, okay, these are my standards. This is what I want. Blah, 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 blah. A problem. And that's why I remember going to therapy and she's like, this is why I tell my young adults or teenagers that it is so dangerous to get into a relationship because you need to actually learn who the fuck you are first, which is so true. And I think that's why people jump from relationship to relationship, because if you get into a relationship as so young, for example, like I did, and you jump into the next one, you're just like, as you jump, you're like slowly but surely losing yourself a little bit more. So, so dangerous. But that's literally all I have. I really like this conversation. It was short. It was sweet. Something that I need to talk about. Something that I feel like I get a lot of questions around like relationships and this type of stuff and like to give advice. And I hope I kind of went through a lot of things. I hope I helped you guys. Let me know what other topics you guys want me to talk about. And let me know if you guys like these solo episodes because I really love them. And I love you guys. So thank you for always supporting. And I'll see you guys in the next one.